Now, I want to begin reading here at verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Now we move ahead again historically in the book. The chapter opens now with Babylon, the head of gold, has now disappeared. It's been removed from the number one spot as a world power. And now instead of Babylon, we have the Media-Persian Empire, and that was represented by the arms of silver that we had in the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. Now, you see, we've come to Darius, and he is the Darius. Cyaxares, the second of secular history. He ruled only 2 years, and Cyrus was the son of Darius's sister, Mandane, and Cambyses, the Persian. And that brought together the Media-Persian Empire, and it now is in power and the world ruler. Now we have the position of Daniel under Darius the Mede here. And we find out that we have another empire, but we also have Daniel in the number one spot of being a prime minister. But you'll notice, as we suggested when we looked at that multimetallic image, the head of gold and silver, brass, iron, iron and clay, that there's deterioration any way you look at it, deterioration in position, deterioration in the type of metal. And we find now that the inferiority is quite noticeable. Nebuchadnezzar, his reign, as we said, was autocratic and absolute. He did not share authority with anyone. And now Darius here, we're told, has 120 princes who shared the responsibility of rulership with him. And over this group, he placed three presidents who were liaison officers between the princes and the king. And so you have here a distribution of responsibility and rulership. And we're told that they had this position, these three, Daniel was one of them, that the king should have no damage. That suggests that the presidents were to prevent the princes from stealing or undermining the king in any way. Now, Daniel is number one of the three presidents, and I take it that he was a man at this time about 80 years of age. And now I read verse 3 of the 6th chapter of Daniel. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now he not only had seniority, but he had superiority, an excellent spirit. This means that Daniel was a spirit-filled man, and the king had such confidence in him that he placed him next to himself in position and power.